Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, October 19th. It's 0 degrees, feels like minus 3 degrees Celsius because winter is stupid. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Feed.press/Dailyish is where you can go to sign up and try out FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts, no commitments. You can get 400 megabytes now of file storage for your podcast. If you're doing a podcast, they've also got an awesome, basically integrated CMS for a podcast. If you're hoping to publish a podcast and don't want to worry about setting up a whole big website, WordPress, etc., they can do all of that right from within FeedPress. You can use promo code Dailyish during checkout to get 10% off your first year of hosting with them. Feed.press/Dailyish. And also by Patreon supporters like you, patreon.com/iChris. is where you can go to check out awesome stuff like videos of me talking to you, just like you're listening, but you get the visual version of it sometimes when I'm motivated to do video and have the time and or need the distraction from other things that I should be doing, like work, like shoveling the driveway, although we haven't had to actually do that yet. So luckily that's not happening quite yet, but those kinds of things. So I'm talking fast because I'm in a hurry trying to get this done because I'm going to go work at Starbucks to get out of the house for a change. I've realized with the cold weather, I've kind of hermited, turtled, whatever, dug down, hibernated in the house for the last few weeks, basically, and haven't gone out aside from a couple meetings. And so just drop the kids off school, go to the Starbucks for a bit with the old laptop. The old slow laptop. Then that's the other thing is like using this newish iMac makes me not want to go use my old laptop because the screen isn't Retina and it's slower and it's smaller and there's smelly people and all those kinds of things. But today I'm going to get out. Just do it. And it's kind of inspired by reading an article, which I'll link to in the show notes from the New York Times. This kind of thing kind of comes around every so often about the whole idea of focusing on one task as opposed to multitasking, which was kind of like the mantra of, like, at least when I was a few years ago when I was working at the university, it was kind of like the big deal of, you know, multitasking, have multiple monitors going and all that kind of stuff. And you can have your email open and your thing open over here and your WordPress and your Excel sheet and your quarterly projections and whatever, all open and you're working on all of them all at the same time. And a lot of research, you know, has shown that really you don't get more done, you get less done in effect. It's definitely less efficient work that you're doing on each thing. And so it's something that I've been kind of trying to do. And like I've said before, when I'm editing podcasts, which is, you know, maybe half of my business right now or whatever, it's really hard to do much else anyways because I have to pay attention to what people are saying and listening for edit points and things like that, or taking notes for people for their podcast. So it's really hard to do anything other than monotasking or one-tasking, single-tasking, unitasking. These are all things that it's called, apparently. And so, but intentionally with other things now, I'm trying to focus a little more, be a little more intentional with my time because I've realized as the podcasting stuff has taken over, which is kind of is where I want to go, it has its own, like, basically set routines of, I know that Monday morning I'm doing this podcast. I know that Thursday I'm doing this one. Friday I'm doing this one. And so I can schedule my week a little more specifically, intentionally around those kinds of things. Whereas in the past, it was kind of as projects came up, I would just kind of shuffle things around and get things done as I needed to do. So right now I'm using just like a Excel spreadsheet or Google. We're almost basically on par with Google, so that's why I just get those two confused. But a Google Sheets template for just like a weekly schedule, and just sort of right now filling in for almost for the week as it happens, so I can sort of see then next week, okay, this is what it probably will look like, and so, you know, adjust as needed or whatever. And it's something I really struggle with because I'm much more like, I don't like being told what to do with my time, even if it's myself. I don't like having to figure out in advance. I don't like planning. These are all things I don't like. I do them if it's part of my job imposed by someone, a boss or whatever. But when it's my own boss, I'm my own boss, then it definitely gets pushed way down the list of things to do. And I just sort of react rather than advance, plan. And so that's where I'm at. And that's maybe a little bit why I've neglected Dailyish this last week, but looking at the schedule and sort of like where things plan, when I actually map out the amount of time it should take me to do different things, it's amazing how much extra time there actually should be. So it shouldn't be that big a deal to schedule a half hour Tuesdays and Thursdays, let's say, to do Daily-ish or even a Show Me Your Mic episode or whatever, if I'm trying to bring that back, that show back. And it shouldn't be that difficult to do. So we'll see. This is the optimism side of it. In a few days, I might record a pessimistic side of the equation. I've been looking for a good, like, digital. I wanted a digital. I hate having a paper one because it gets left somewhere. But a digital calendar almost, but not a calendar, like a schedule thing, but it's basically looks like a calendar. So I don't want to use like Apple's calendar app or Google's calendar. Although I've thought about using just setting up a standalone calendar that's not tied to like reminders and dates, because I don't want necessarily like reminders of starting things or things like that, but just kind of like to schedule out the week and then be able to move things around. But it's reoccurring, like every Monday I'm going to always do this and stuff like that. But I don't want to have to deal with the reoccurring reminders and all that stuff that generally comes with calendars. And so, like I said, I've been trying this Google Sheet spreadsheet. A friend on Twitter mentioned any dot do is a one that's kind of like plans out your next day at least, and then someday list kind of thing, which I have a bit of that sort of already going on in Trello for like lists of like ideas and things that need to get done at some point, but it's not like a schedule per se. So if you have any tips, anything that you suggest, I'd be curious to hear what you use. And not that I don't think it's wrong to use, say, paper lists or calendars or things like that for scheduling. It just doesn't work for me. So I know friends of mine who swear by carrying around a big, huge calendar book and nothing digital. But that's just not me. So anyways, got to go. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Visit feed.press/dailyish and or patreon.com/iChris. Talk to you later. Bye.